For cancer treatment, most prefer effective, non-invasive, well-tolerated outpatient therapy. That's Dr. Lederman, the radiosurgery pioneer's goal, too. Dr. Lederman is first in America, first in New York, first for you with body radiosurgery. Dr. Lederman hits your cancer with no cutting, no bleeding. Dr. Lederman has decades of experience with primary and metastatic large or small cancers from head to toe. Cancer treatment with possibly a second chance for you, even if chemo, radiation, or surgery didn't work or isn't tolerated. Goals are your best results and quality of life. Meet Dr. Lederman to hit the cancer. He's New York's only Harvard-trained, triple board-certified radiation oncologist. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to meet Dr. Lederman for a fresh second opinion. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Free booklet DVD, too. Super convenient. Broadway and 38th in Manhattan. Meet Dr. Lederman to hit your cancer. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
People with cancer prefer Dr. Lederman's innovative cancer treatment. Many are so disappointed not to get the same care elsewhere. Dr. Lederman is first in Western Hemisphere with body radiosurgery, non-invasive, highly successful outpatient cancer treatment where we attack cancer. No cutting, no bleeding. Dr. Lederman's first. When all others thought standard treatment was okay, Dr. Lederman doesn't settle for okay. Why should you? For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work, isn't tolerated, or isn't wanted. The original, Dr. Lederman. Don't settle for excuses and imitation. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, for appointment and free booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Don't be disappointed elsewhere. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Welcome, everybody. It's the Radio Surgery Show with Dr. Gil Lederman, MD, New York's only Harvard-trained, triple-board-certified radiation oncologist who brings you the latest cancer treatment news, interviewing world-renowned cancer experts, delving to special cases, and, of course, answering your questions. I'm Rob Redstone, broadcasting from the WOR studios in the heart of New York City. And now, please welcome Dr. Lederman.
Thank you, Rob, and thank you, Noah, and thank you for tuning in today and every day. We're on the radio every day. We see patients every day. And what do we do with patients? Well, some patients we talk to them. Some patients we diagnose them. Some patients we treat them. Some patients we advise them. Some patients they see us and then they go somewhere else. I don't know why. They don't understand how fantastic our work is. Sometimes people just don't understand. In France, one of my loving relatives once told me in France there was an expression, the bride is too beautiful. Sometimes the bride is so beautiful, people can't understand how beautiful she is. Well, sometimes the treatment is so beautiful, people don't understand how it is, and they'd rather go and have usual treatment that they're comfortable with, or go to a super-duper hospital and have their breast cut off, or their arm cut off, or their leg cut off, or their prostate cut off, and all the complications of that. And we see that every day. We see people who, sad to say, get mutilated, really, and often radical surgery is mutilating. And sometimes, I remember one doctor came to me with a big cancer, sarcoma of the leg. He went to one of the big hospitals, and they gave him chemo. And we know chemo for sarcomas doesn't really work. You can say, for so many cancers, chemo doesn't really work. It may work for a few weeks or months, and then the cancer grows right back. Why would you do that? Why would you give a treatment that doesn't really work? Well, if you get $10,000 or $20,000 revenue and the hospital's happy, the drug company's happy, and the president of the hospital's happy, and the doctor's happy, everyone seems to be happy except for the patient. And they keep on doing it. I mean, you can go to all these cancer centers. They're built around very expensive drugs that really don't work very well in general. I'm not saying 100% don't work, but in general, most drugs, most chemos or immunotherapies don't cure cancers. They might shrink it down for a while, but in general, they don't cure cancers. So why do people do things? Well, sometimes people do things that cannot be explained. Sometimes people want to learn, and people who want to learn tune in to Dr. Lederman and the Radio Surgery Show and listen every day. And it's almost like getting a medical school education or education about culture or society or education or life. And, well, that's what we're going to do today, and we do it every day. And I want to jump right into a woman who came to me, well, she actually came to me 3 years ago with a breast cancer. She had a left breast cancer. It was a small breast cancer, and she had been at one of the super-duper big hospitals, and they did a lumpectomy. They removed a lump of cancer, and they removed the lymph nodes at this super-pooper, so famous hospital, so prestigious hospital, and yet they forgot to give her follow-up treatment. And for most breast cancers, lumpectomy or surgery isn't enough. And sad to say, she left the hospital after that surgery, and her surgeon told her, you got all the cancer out. And in a way, he, I guess, was right technically, but he was misleading her that that was not the end of the treatment. And he didn't advise any more treatment, and she just left. And then she comes back to me a year later knowing that this cancer wasn't adequately treated. She must have known it because she came to me for a second opinion a year after this surgery at the Super Pooper Hospital. And I spoke to her and I told her, and well, now she's conflicted between her surgeon, who told her you got all the cancer out, and the fact is that even if you get so-called all the cancer out with radical or with surgery of the breast, often you need other treatment to increase the chance of being cancer-free, and she refused that. She refused any testing, any imaging. She refused everything and just walked out with incomplete therapy. At the hospital, they sent her out. They misled her, and with me, I tried to explain to her, and so there was a conflict, and she had to just decide, and sad to say, she decided in the wrong way. She decided the wrong way when she went to that super-duper hospital because their treatment was inadequate, inappropriate. She came to me, was offered a remedy, which she didn't understand. And then 2.5 years later, she comes back to me last year with cancer all over the body. This breast cancer traveled in the lungs and the bones and the liver and multiple spots. And by now she was shouting at me. I remember she was screaming. She was hysterical. She couldn't understand why she went to this super duper famous prestigious hospital in New York City and they left her with cancer that traveled all over her body. And I said, Madame, you really should be shouting at that hospital and shouting at the surgeon and the doctors there, not me who tried to remedy you years ago. And after a while, she settled down and she understood I was trying to fight for her, not fight for money or chemo or whatever. And so we staged her up, and we found that this cancer that had been neglected, inappropriately treated at this super-duper big hospital, now had traveled in multiple spots in the lung and the liver and the bones and elsewhere, stage four. And, of course, she was concerned and upset. And although she did not shout at me, I know she was concerned. And so what did we do? Well, we offered all the options available for stage 4 cancer. Stage 4 cancer usually means that the cancer has traveled through the bloodstream to distant sites. And so she wanted the most painful, difficult area treated, and we did indeed treat the most painful, difficult area with non-invasive treatment, with no cutting and no bleeding and no surgery and no anesthesia, no big, super prestigious hospitals. And we treated her with radiosurgery, a technique Dr. Lederman, me, first brought to the Western Hemisphere years ago. It allows high success rate, most commonly to obliterate cancers or stop cancers where we attack the cancer. And so last year we treated the most difficult, biggest, painful, massive cancer in her body with radiosurgery, just a few shots. And how do we do that? Well, we make a frame of the body. We computerize the body. And then we send in thousands of beams from thousands of angles, like Star Wars. I remember Ronald Reagan in Star Wars, where they sent in beams to destroy enemy missiles. Well, we send in enemy cancer. And that's what we do here. That's why we're so well known. That's why people come. Maybe you or your loved ones or your friends or your neighbor, or maybe not, have heard about our work. Well, we treated her big, most difficult cancer. And when we got done, she was feeling great. She really felt good, and pain is gone, and symptoms are gone, and she was happy. And I said, well, what do you want to do next? Do you want to treat the other areas, or you want to wait? And she said, well, Dr. Lederman, I would like to get a new scan and see how everything's going. I said, well, that's great. So we'll meet back and get a new scan, and we got scans. And then she got a new scan this past week, and she'd come and see me. I examined her. It got blood tests and cancer markers and scans of the body. People often ask, Dr. Lederman, what do you do to follow a patient? Sometimes people think, naively think, that I just treat patients and send them out the door. No. We see our patients for years and decades. If you come into our office, you'll see a graph of a man I've been following 25 years for prostate cancer. 25 years, just for example. So many patients are smart, and so many patients come for follow-up and come for checkups. And many people come without cancer, wanting to get checked. Many men want to come out and know about prostate cancer, women about breast cancer, colon cancer, lung cancer, whatever. And yes, people do come without the diagnosis of cancer to see a cancer doctor to know what's the best thing to diagnose, to know that the cancer is not lurking in your body. So this woman, remember last year, she came to me with cancer stage 4 all over the body after surgery at that big super-pooper place. It was inappropriate and neglected the completion of therapy. We treated the biggest, most painful area. And then we restaged her. We got the most sophisticated tests and blood tests and physical exam this week. And all the cancer's gone in her body. All the cancer's gone in the body. So how is that possible? So it sounds too good to be true, and I appreciate that you would say it's too good to be true. But there's some observations and some theories that, in fact, when we use radiosurgery obliterates the cancer, but it allows cancer antigens to create antibodies in the body that fight cancer itself, almost as if the cancer, the dead cancer, becomes a vaccine to create the body's immune system to fight the cancer elsewhere in the body. And it's been observed by others. It doesn't happen in every patient, but in this patient, we treated the one big, painful, difficult area with radiosurgery, non-invasive treatment, no cutting, no bleeding, no hospital stays, no anesthesia. You just walk in, get a treatment, and minutes later you walk out and go to lunch or go across the street to Macy's or Bryant Park or Times Square or wherever, or do whatever you want. So it's well-tolerated treatment and highly successful and most commonly stops or shrinks or obliterates the cancer. And in this case, it not only did that, but all the other cancer in the body melted away. And we have documentation of it before and after. And no, she did not get any chemo or immunotherapy or surgery or magic or Tijuana. No, only radiosurgery, maybe some prayer. Maybe she went to church and prayed, and that's okay. Everyone prays, does their own thing. And, well, the question is, of course, how did our treatment, which obliterated that big mass in the chest, then cause all the other cancer to be obliterated? Well, I propose that it may well be that radiosurgery may act in some patients as an immune stimulator or like a vaccine to cause the body to attack cancer elsewhere in the body. And again, you can read about this. It's interesting. Many people like radiosurgery for its ability to most commonly obliterate a cancer with high success, which is totally unlike chemo. Chemo for most cancers, stage 4, if works, it works for a few weeks or months, and then the cancer grows back. Surgery, of course, is invasive and deforming, and I see so many people who are deformed and angry when they've lost their breast or their lung or their kidney or their pancreas or their prostate or bladder or whatever, and then the cancer grows right back. So this offers an option which is non-invasive, well-tolerated, proven, accepted by most insurance companies. Most people say, hey, Dr. Lederman, what about insurance? And yes, we accept most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid. We have a lot of information available, and you can call us. And it's always great to have a pencil and paper handy during the show to write things down. And one of the most important things is our phone number, which is 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. And why 212-CHOICES? Well, 212-CHOICES because 212 means New York City, and that's where we're located. And choices because we believe you truly do have choices. Like this woman, she had a choice. She could have gone and had part of her breast removed at one of the big hospitals, which she did. She didn't come to us and learn about all the options. And they didn't tell her about all the options. Then they did the surgery. Then they sent her home thinking that everything was taken care of when it wasn't. They didn't complete the therapy, whether it was an issue of the surgeon or her understanding or the facility or whatever, but they never told her, hey, we did the surgery, now you should go see Dr. Lederman and learn about all the options. And even better yet, they would say, hey, before you have the surgery, why don't you see Dr. Lederman before you have the surgery and learn a lot about breast cancer before you have the surgery. And we have booklets and information and DVDs before you have the surgery. And if, God forbid, you've already had the surgery or you've had treatment and it's not working, you may want to give us a call at 212-CHOICES. We're located at 1384 Broadway, 1384 Broadway, Broadway and 38th Street in the heart of New York City, right by Times Square and Bryant Park and Penn Station and Grand Central and Port Authority, and easy to get to. And we accept most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid. And here we are in New York City. My name is Dr. Lederman. We'll be right back.
Many people with cancer come to Dr. Lederman when surgery didn't help and toxic chemo stopped working. Many come in pain. Many people with cancer come to Dr. Lederman when their caregiver has no more care to offer. Dr. Lederman, bringing innovative cancer care for decades. When the next cancer drug is not as promised, when surgery was the failed pass, we may be able to offer you new cancer treatment options. We treat new and recurrent cancers, small or large, most anywhere in the body, even if prior chemo, radiation, or surgery didn't work. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES for a free booklet, DVD, 38th and Broadway, most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Harvard-trained, triple-board-certified Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES for innovative cancer treatment. Best is to meet Dr. Lederman in person. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with Jean about her breast cancers.
They all suggested the same thing, that I needed to get the surgery and I needed to get radiation and chemotherapy.
But she didn't want chemo and she didn't want surgery.
Did anyone offer you those options?
No.
What did you think?
I thought, well, that would be great if it works.
Came to us learning that you could, if you wish, avoid the surgery and avoid the chemo.
Exactly.
And you chose that. You had standard radiation years ago on the left breast,
yeah.
And then you had our radiation on the right breast. And what was the difference?
Well, I didn't have any burning. I had nothing. I couldn't believe it. I had a very good experience being here.
Our treatment was working and the cancer is now in remission.
Mm-hmm.
For more breast cancer information, call Dr. Lederman. 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurance is accepted. 1384 Broadway. Call 212-CHOICES for free breast cancer booklet DVD.
Welcome back to the Radio Surgery Hour. This is Rob Redstone here with Dr. Gil Lederman at the WOR Studios in the heart of New York City. We're just a few steps from the Radio Surgery New York Cancer Treatment Center on Broadway and 38th Street. Dr. Lederman, the leading cancer expert, treats prostate cancer non-invasively. He was the first in New York with fractionated brain radiosurgery, and he's the first in America and in the Western Hemisphere with body radiosurgery. You can also call Dr. Lederman at 212-CHOICES for a free informative booklet and DVD. Hey, Dr. Lederman, we're back.
We're back, and I just got an email from Stephen in Connecticut. Stephen is a man. He had this prostate issue. He had a PSA. He went from 3 to 4 to 6, and his doctor told him, oh, don't worry about it. Don't care. Everything will be okay. You're 70 years old. You're over the hill. Don't worry about it. And next thing you know, his PSA went to 60, and he became alarmed. And sad to say, his doctors didn't exactly take up action. And he waited weeks and weeks and weeks for his doctors to do something. And finally, Stephen from Connecticut, who just sent me this email, took the bull by the horn, and he called up Dr. Lederman. And he made an appointment, and I saw him. And he had this prostate cancer, was rip-roaring. His PSA went from 3 to 4 to 6. Next time, within a year, it went to 60, and then he came to see me. It was 90, and we immediately arranged for bone scan and MRI and biopsy and did it all within minutes, and he would tell you the story. And you can actually listen to his story on a DVD, which we have. And by the way, if you want information sent to you, call us at 212-CHOICES, and you'll hear Stephen's actual story. And you'll see Stephen talking with Dr. Lederman and telling the story. And he came, and sad to say, his doctors missed the boat. How'd they miss the boat? Well, his PSA went from 3 to 4 to 6. He should have a biopsy. Doctors know that when your PSA hits 4, you've got about 25% chance of having prostate cancer. And he probably had prostate cancer when his PSA was 3. When you have PSA is 3, you have about a 20% chance of having prostate cancer. When it's 60, and then it was 90 when I repeated it, it's almost 100%. So we knew he was at high risk. We knew that. We got scans. He had extensive nodal involvement. Luckily, he did not have any cancer in the bone. Prostate cancer loves to go to the lymph nodes and the bone. And we put together a program almost, 3 years ago now. And, well, we started a program, and for the last 2.5 years or so, his PSA has been 0. And he loves to listen to the program, and he's a fine gentleman and a big businessman. He used to travel the world, was one of the most prestigious companies, and now he travels America. He has a little house in Connecticut with a new chimney, and it's a beautiful house. Looks like a classic American house. I've seen pictures of the interior, and another house on the beach in Michigan, and has a fine wife, a beautiful wife, and a fine life. And thanks to coming here, at this point, his PSA is 0. After more or less being ignored, his doctors told him, oh, just go home and forget about it. Famous last words. And if you listen to the video, you'll hear his actual story. We have another story very similar of a man, an F-16 fighter pilot, one of America's big heroes. And his doctors told him not to worry about it, and his PSA went from 4 to 16, and he was diagnosed with cancer in the bone, stage 4. So he came also from New England to see me. He worked for one of the big industrial corporations there, 55-year-old American hero, fighter pilot, F-16, and he was told by his doctors, don't worry about it. Well, as my famous professor in Boston, C.C. Wong, used to say, you don't know to be afraid of a tiger until you see a tiger, which was a Chinese proverb. He was from China. He came here about 60 years ago. And I loved him. He was a great teacher and huge experience. And you don't know to be afraid of a tiger until you see the tiger. And most of us haven't seen a tiger up front. Stephen from Connecticut, who just sent me this email, has seen the tiger. And he saw the tiger with his PSA going from 3 to 4 to 6 to 60 to 90. And right now, thank God, his PSA is 0.02. And he's got a copy of it in his hands. And he's listening to this very show. And he said that he wanted to listen to me to cheer him up today. So that's Steve's story, and I hope talking about you is cheering you up, and hope you're at home and warm and cozy with your beautiful wife and planning a great dinner. And he's a great cook. He usually puts on a big steak and a bottle of wine and a baked potato for dinner, and hopefully he's going to be planning that soon. And now you can sit back and think about Stephen, who came to me when everything else in his world failed, the doctor, the urologist, the system, the screening. Everything failed until he came and called 2 and 2 Choices and took the train to Grand Central Station and walked over to 1384 Broadway. And, well, his life has never been the same, I think. And I would tell you, mine too. He's a good friend and a good patient. And he emails me, and he knows we're talking about him right now at this minute. I'm going to talk about another man who's similar age, 66-year-old man, born in New Jersey, and he came with a left breast cancer. So he came to me, 66 years old. He had diabetes and heart failure and stents and angiogram and high blood pressure on medicines, and he had a breast mass for several months and his nipple inverted. So it's not only women. About 1% of people with breast cancer are men. And this man had an invasive breast cancer, estrogen progesterone receptor positive. Mammogram and ultrasound was done, and doctors saw him. They were going to do radical surgery without even doing a scan of his body. And we see that so often. The surgeons are so hot to cut. They were going to do radical surgery on him. And most men don't want to do a mastectomy. Most women I know don't want to do mastectomies. The surgeons, for some reason, seem to love mastectomies. They were going to do a mastectomy without even looking to see if his cancer traveled. Wow. And it was actually a woman doctor who was going to do the mastectomy on this man, and he just didn't want it. He just did not want it. He heard about our innovative work, and he came to us more than a year ago. He had this inverted nipple. He didn't have a discharge. He had lost 20 pounds. He'd gone from 300 down to 280, 6'2", large man. And I examined him. He had this inverted nipple. He had a 2.5 centimeter mass in the left breast. And, well, he just did not want to have radical surgery, mastectomy, like most women. And he came to us, and we gave him our breast cancer booklet and DVD. Actually, we have it to send to you if you want to learn more about breast cancer. Call us even now or day or night or 24/7 at 2&2Choices. We'll send it to you also at no charge. And so he chose our non-invasive treatment with no cutting and no bleeding and no lumpectomy, no mastectomy, no chemotherapy for his breast cancer, like many women do. So sometimes it's hard to think about men with breasts, but yeah, men have breasts and men have breast cancer. And now he is cancer-free. We got exam and blood test, and he's doing great, and he's so happy that he did not have radical surgery on his breast, that he came to Dr. Lederman, that he did not listen to a woman doctor. So sometimes it's like role reversion, that often women say, oh, it's a doctor, some men doctors who want to do mastectomy and deform them. Well, here was a woman surgeon who was going to do a mastectomy on the man, and the man didn't want it. And he came to Dr. Lederman, and we treated him, and he's in remission. He's doing great, and he's happy, and he has his body and his breast and his nipple, which is so important, and he has his appearance, and he avoided that surgery and no chemo. And this is the work that we do every day at 1384 Broadway. And by the way, I want to give you a little secret, a special secret, because you're listening, and that is that you can call us with all your questions, and we're live. We are live. You can pinch me, because I just told you about Steve and his calling me to cheer him up because it's a gray day where he is. So you can call up if you have questions about cancer or issues that we're talking about. Call us at 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Call us with your questions. Don't sit home. Some people say, oh, Dr. Lederman, why don't you talk about nose cancers or adrenal cancers or prostate cancers? Or, well, I never hear you talking about this. Well, now's your chance. Call up. Don't be bashful. 1-800-321-0710. You can call from now till 2 o'clock. 1-800-321-0710. And Noah will pick up the phone. And Noah's great. And he'll put your call right through. And then we'll talk and answer your questions on the radio. Not to be embarrassed. There's no charge. I'm not going to ask for your last name. I'm not going to ask for anything other than what's your question. What's your cancer question? So we can call from now till 2, and then again from 3 to 4 today, and from 5 to 6, all on WOR, again from 1 to 2, 3 to 4, 5 to 6, and then tonight from midnight to 4:30 on WOR AM, and we're here midnight to 4:30 AM, that is, overnight in the wee hours of the night, and then tomorrow, Sunday, on WR, you can call us from 11 to noon and 1 to 2 and 3 to 4 on Sunday on WOR. Again, so we are now till 2, 3 to 4, 5 to 6 today, then overnight, and then tomorrow 11 to noon, 1 to 2, 3 to 4. All with new shows, new information, new things to talk about. And every night at midnight on WOR, tune in at midnight. Many people love to go to sleep with Dr. Lederman or wake up with Dr. Lederman or work with Dr. Lederman around the world. Remember, you don't need to have a radio to listen to the radio nowadays. You can listen on your smartphone or you can listen on a computer. Just go to live streaming and you can listen anywhere in the world. I have people I know about in China and India. I know people who listen on the show on a regular basis in China and come here for the treatment because they've heard things and they like what they heard and they had nothing like that available, and that's why so many people come, because they have a relationship and understanding and they want innovative treatment and they want to share philosophy and not be deformed whenever possible. So my name is Dr. Lederman, 2&2Choices, 1384 Broadway. Call us if you want it, 2&2Choices. We'll be right back.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment, but 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radio surgery to New York and body radio surgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today. 212-CHOICES.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer. You're
007. The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Welcome back to the Radio Surgery Hour. This is Rob Redstone here with Dr. Gil Lederman at the WOR Studios in the heart of New York City. We're just a few steps from the Radiosurgery New York Cancer Treatment Center on Broadway and 38th Street. Dr. Lederman, the leading cancer expert, treats prostate cancer non-invasively. He was the first in New York with fractionated brain radiosurgery, and he's the first in America and in the Western Hemisphere with body radiosurgery. You can also call Dr. Lederman at 212-CHOICES for a free informative booklet and DVD. Hey, Dr. Lederman, we're back.
We're back, and we have a caller or two on the line. So let's listen. Marnie, I think, is the first caller, or me. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Lederman. It's Marnie.
Marnie, I heard you're the nicest person in the world. I heard that from Noah. He just told me you're the nicest person in the world.
Oh, well, that's very nice to hear. But I do know you because my sister Pam, who you used to call Blondie.
Yeah, I know Blondie. So what's your cancer question today?
Oh, well, I don't have a cancer question, and I did tell you, Representative, I didn't have a cancer question. I cannot thank you enough. I cannot give you enough rave reviews for what you did to my sister, who
well,
was...
I didn't do anything to your sister, but do you want to talk about her for a minute? Could I explain to listeners?
Sure, I would love to talk about her. I love to talk about her all the time.
Okay, so let's...
Okay,
you start the story now. I'll add on what I remember.
All right, perfect. So she came into you 5.5 years ago with a Pancoast tumor, lung cancer.
No, it would be even before that. Excuse me. She came 5.5 years ago. She had a pain, and she saw many, many doctors.
Correct.
Right? And many, many doctors missed the diagnosis, right?
Correct.
And then she eventually got a PET scan, which showed this mass at the top of her lung eating through her nerves, causing this pain, right?
Right.
And that was a Pancoast tumor. And she saw doctors elsewhere that wanted to do radical surgery and remove the ribs and the lung and the nerves around there, right?
Correct.
And then she came to
me. And then she came to you.
And then she came to me. She came with pain, cancer, declining usual treatment, which would have been radical surgery, removing the ribs and the nerves and the lung there. And she wanted treatment in her own way, right? She always wanted it in her own way.
Yes.
Now, you explain it from there.
She was always pretty much against the, normal chemo radical surgery treatment.
Which was the usual treatment for this disease.
Right. And we took her to you, and she accepted your treatment, and she went for, I believe it was 5 days a week for 3 months.
No, she traveled in Long Island. It wasn't. It seemed like 3 months. She had a series of treatments over about 6 weeks. We treated her in a stereotactic frame. She had computerized treatment where we sent thousands of beams in to treat that cancer with no chemo and no surgery, even though that was the recommended treatment everywhere else, which she declined. And she got better. The cancer went away and the pain went away, right?
That's correct.
And Pankos tumor, people should know, is a kind of lung cancer, but it's a lung cancer that happens in the top of the lung, and often it's not seen by usual x-rays. So for people that, just as a teaching point, because there's people out there that may have shoulder pain, hey, if you have a new shoulder pain, it may be a lung cancer that does not get seen by a chest x-ray, and that's why other more sophisticated tests are so important. Your sister went for a long time to other doctors, and they all missed the diagnosis.
That's correct.
And you're the most faithful, loyal sister in the world, right?
I certainly am. I hope so.
Okay, so why are you calling now after 5.5 years?
Well, because more recently, it was about 2 years ago, she went into you again. And you found something on her brain.
Right. She had brain symptoms, and we found a brain cancer.
Right.
And then again, she wanted to be treated with what?
She wanted your treatment again.
She didn't want to have something open up her head, right?
Yeah.
She didn't want to have any chemo.
Correct.
And she had our treatment, radiosurgery, non-invasive treatment, a short course to the brain, right?
Right.
And I haven't seen her in a couple of months, but the last time I saw her, all the cancer had gone away, right?
That's correct. That is correct, Dr. Lederman. Yes, it is.
And how is she today?
She's doing wonderful today. She's doing absolutely wonderful, and
And she has a beautiful daughter, remember, and a grandchild or two, right?
Yep. She's got 3 grandchildren now, and she's got, So she's doing wonderfully today, and I can't thank you enough.
Well, that's okay. You can thank me by telling me in 20 years, which is what I prefer. But she had stage 4 cancer, and she could have had radical surgery, which would have left her very deformed from that lung. And she chose our treatment with no chemo and no surgery and went cancer-free for years and had a tumor in the brain. And that was treated, and that's also cancer-free. So she had a stage 4 cancer, cancer-free with radiosurgery, so it's really pretty dramatic and beating all the odds.
Yes, yes.
And you all used to come. There used to be another patient that used to impersonate Whitney Houston when you were coming, and you all were singing with a microphone and almost having a party at Radio Surgery New York, right? Do you remember that?
Yes, we did have a lot of good times there. Yes, we did, Dr. Lederman.
So a lot of people think, oh, going to the cancer doctor is so boring and sad, and I don't remember you or your sister or Whitney Houston ever being boring or sad over at 1384 Broadway. I don't remember that.
That's correct. You got to make the best of a bad time.
What would you give advice for people with cancer? There's a lot of people listening who have cancer or worry about cancer.
I will tell you, Dr. Lederman, there is not a living, breathing soul that I have met that has, been diagnosed with cancer that I do not highly recommend go to you. I mean, I would not choose any course of treatment if it ever happened to me, ever.
Why do you think it's so different what goes on in radiosurgery in New York versus you were with your sister and the other doctors? Why do you think it's so different with us compared to other places?
I think the clearest is that it's so non-invasive, and there's literally no side effects at all. I think the worst part of the whole thing was, the travel back and forth from Long Island to where you are.
And what about the staff and other things? Anything you remember about
the staff? Was remarkable. We got to be friends with them. They were caring. They were compassionate. Highly recommend.
And one more thing. The doctors that you saw that were recommending this radical surgery and chemo for your sister. Now, doctors are obliged to tell people all the options. Now, did they sit and tell your sister, hey, you could have radical surgery or chemo, or you could go see Dr. Lederman? Did anyone tell your sister about all the options like they, I believe, should have?
No, absolutely not.
Why do you think they didn't?
No.
Why do you think they didn't?
My personal opinion is I think that cancer is a very big moneymaker. And, I think that's basically, and I guess everybody thinks that their treatment is the best.
But don't you think a doctor is obliged to tell everyone about all the options?
I absolutely do. And I'll be honest with you, Dr. Lederman, you always did that. You were always very upfront with both of us. Every time I went in with my sister, you did give her all the options, including the radical surgery and the chemotherapy, and you had her make up her own mind.
Why do you think it was different here? Why do you think it was different here versus elsewhere?
I think your honesty, and I think the professionalism and the compassion that was shown. I think that was a big difference. Yes.
But what would you tell the other doctors that she saw, if you ever saw them again? Would you ever tell them what went on?
I would tell them. I would tell them exactly who we went to and what the outcome was. I think it speaks for itself.
What do you think their response would be?
I don't know. I'm sure they probably wouldn't be too happy, but the treatment speaks for itself, and so that's
all right. Well, thank you for everything, and thank you for your loving care of your sister. We see a lot of people who come by themselves and are sad and lonely, and you always came with your sister. I don't remember ever that she came by herself. You were always with her, and it was really a lot of support at a difficult time for her. So God bless you, and God bless your sister, and I hope she lives to be 120, and you also.
Me too. Thank you, Dr. Lederman, and God bless you, too.
All right, God bless you. Thank you. All right, this is Dr. Lederman. Do we have another caller on the line? Noah. Tony, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, doctor.
Hi, Dr. Lederman. What's your cancer question today?
My question is, I want to know your thoughts on this vaccine that they're talking about as far as curing or, treating cancer effectively, as well as stem cell therapies, but especially this vaccine that they're talking about.
Well, I tell you something, Tony. So I've been a cancer doctor for more than 40-45 years. I trained at one of the most prestigious hospitals at Harvard Medical School. I worked there, and I can tell you that there are always new things. So there are always new things, and there's new things for a reason. There's motivated doctors that want to really change the world, and there's hospitals that want to change the world. And there's also things that are not necessarily so fantastic about people just trying to promote things that aren't true. And so there's always this question mark. So vaccine or a new drug or whatever. And sometimes things are life-changing. Like, did you ever see the movie about Brian Piccolo in 1977? He was a quarterback or football player for Chicago Bears who had testicular cancer and died. Did you ever see that movie, Brian?
Yeah, with
Song?
Gail Sayers. Yes, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Brian's Song, and he died about 1975. And 2 years later, there was a drug called cisplatinum, which changed the world for men with testicular cancer. So all of a sudden, this disease that was so fatal for so many men, all of a sudden was almost always cured with one drug. So sometimes there's one thing that changes the world. Cisplatinum for this rare cancer, sad to say it was for this rare cancer, changed the world. So sometimes things happen that do that. Or whatever, it's a vaccine against tuberculosis, or there's things that change the world. And then there's all the other things which may not really change the world. And being a doctor for 45 years, I can tell you that very commonly we see things that are heavily promoted, and then the promotion doesn't live out to be true. So I don't have thoughts about anything until it's proven. And I can tell you that so many people do things that are not proven. Like, so many people spend an arm and a leg on vitamins and antioxidants and alternatives and concoctions and supplements, which are not proven to treat any cancer. You can take any diet you want or supplement. I can tell you they don't work, and there's studies out there. And people spend, like in the vitamin world, like $3 billion or so a year throwing away their family money on things that don't work. So how do we evaluate this new vaccine or new treatments? Well, there's studies that are done, and you can take whatever, 100 patients, and give half the vaccine and half not the vaccine. Then you follow them, and see who does better, who lives longer, who gets the disease and who doesn't get the disease. And then you look at the facts. And I can tell you, for almost all diseases, even if you want to look at vitamin C, which doesn't work, it doesn't work. But there's studies out there with 10,000 people, half have vitamin C, half don't, and you can see it doesn't work. And so you ask me what my thoughts are. My thoughts are proof. Prove it. And so doctors who are talking about it, they should prove it first before they try to brainwash people into think they've got some magic potion, which more likely than not, sad to say, doesn't work. And one more thing in this category, that I just wrote a paper about this on clinical trials. So many people come to me with cancer, say, oh, I just got in on a clinical trial, I'm so happy. And they don't understand that the clinical trial, on average, is made to benefit, maybe it's made to benefit society in the future or a drug company. And the patient that's on the clinical trial most likely will not benefit. For cancer patients, everyone who gets cancer treatment on a clinical protocol, 94, 95% of the time, the treatment doesn't work at all. And even in the 6% that it works, it's only temporary in general. So there's a lot of things out there that are kind of like made to give people hope, but they're like false hope. And I would say, when you ask my thoughts, prove it. And I think every prudent man like you would want to proof before you do something, proof before you put something inside your body or give something to your loved one. So that's my thought. Prove it.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts. And, you know, just as an aside, I'm a 20-year listener. And you cured my sister, Connie, about 3 years ago, I guess, and she had stage 3 breast cancer. So, you know, I appreciate that very much.
Well, thank you. Say hello to Connie, and God bless you. And I hope she lives to 120, and you too.
Well, God, thank you very much. I plan to live to 130.
Okay. I'll see you then. God bless you, and thank you.
Thank
my
you
name's
so
Dr.
much,
Lederman. Man. We'll be right back.
Numbers mean much to me because of prostate cancer. I'm Johnny Braggs, the number 2, for my stepfather who died of prostate cancer, and my uncle who suffered so much after prostate cancer surgery. The number 15, 15 years since Dr. Lederman's successful treatment of my prostate cancer. The number 0, which is my PSA, 0, after Dr. Lederman's successful prostate cancer treatment, what every man wants. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, important for every man with prostate cancer. 1, getting the most successful treatment. 2, avoiding radical robotic surgery. 3, keeping sexual function. 4, maintaining urinary control. Call my Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to consider his prostate cancer treatment for you. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES for prostate cancer treatment. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. I'm glad I did. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with Lauren about lung cancer.
You were seen by a pulmonary doctor who was insistent that they open up your chest.
Yes, absolutely.
And they sent you to the lung surgeon, and they were insistent on cutting on you, right?
Absolutely, and would not accept me as a patient if I didn't do that.
You're a nurse. You've worked at some of the biggest hospitals, and you just didn't want your lung and chest opened up and your lung thrown into the garbage can, right?
The bucket.
Why?
Because at the Super Duper Pooper, I saw what happened.
And what did you see with Dr. Lederman?
The team and the treatment is perfect.
You had the treatment and that cancer's gone away, right?
It has.
What would you tell someone who's got cancer?
Make your first stop, Dr. Lederman.
For more information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 1384 Broadway at 38th. We accept most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid. Call 212-CHOICES for more information. Thousands treated over decades.
Welcome back to the Radio Surgery Hour. This is Rob Redstone here with Dr. Gil Lederman at the WOR Studios in the heart of New York City. We're just a few steps from the Radio Surgery New York Cancer Treatment Center on Broadway and 38th Street. Dr. Lederman, the leading cancer expert, treats prostate cancer non-invasively. He was the first in New York with fractionated brain radiosurgery, and he's the first in America and in the Western Hemisphere with body radiosurgery. You can also call Dr. Lederman at 212-CHOICES for a free informative booklet and DVD. Hey, Dr. Lederman, we're back.
We're back, and we have Ted on the line. How are you, Ted?
How are you, Doc? Angry Ted from Staten Island.
Here's Angry Ted, but he's a little less angry. He's a little less angry since he met Dr. Lederman.
Absolutely. Going on 5 years next month, Doc.
It's unbelievable. Let's tell the listeners who you are, because not everyone has seen you on our DVD, and not everyone's heard your story. So tell everyone who you are.
Okay, I'm angry. I'm Ted from Staten Island. I had prostate cancer. I went the old-fashioned way and had it removed. I didn't know you at the time. And 4 years later, it came back aggressively. I came to you.
No, wait a second. No, hold on 1 minute.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had a prostate cancer, Gleason 7, a pretty aggressive cancer. You went to the surgeon, and the surgeon told you what?
Well, he told me it had to be removed. And
it had to be removed. Did he say, hey, what would happen to your body and your life if you remove it?
He didn't tell me nothing, but I'll tell you what happened.
You don't tell me. Tell the listeners. I know what happened.
My penis got shorter, like you say. Urinary was a problem. And naturally, I couldn't get erections any longer.
Okay, so everything that we talk about, that we warn people, everything happened. No erections, leakage of urine, and shortening of the penis. And the surgeon told you what? Nothing.
Nothing. He didn't give me no fair warning. Said a little Viagra and you'll be okay.
And did he tell you that did he tell you, excuse me 1 minute, did he tell you for a Gleason 7 cancer that his success rate is only 60% and Dr. Lederman's is 90%? Did he tell you that before the surgery?
Who's Dr. Lederman?
Yeah, right. Did he tell you about the surgical results versus Dr. Lederman's results before the surgery?
Absolutely not. He gave me no options and said, if I didn't have it in 6 months, don't come back when I'm ready, when I'm near death. That's exactly what he said.
So he hanged all the crepe. He thought you were going to die, so you did the surgery because he misinformed you, right? He misled you. Is that correct?
7 hours.
Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. But a 7-hour surgery where I had so much going on because I had scar tissue, and he couldn't do it robotically like he promised, and a truck fell on me. I have a lot of scar tissue in my stomach, and the anesthesia shut down my organs. I was in the hospital for 7 days with pumps and everything else. So everything that you say about your treatment, which was simple, I experienced, and I experienced a little worse, and then the aftermath after that.
Well, let's just talk about 1 minute. You came to us because not only did the surgery take away your sex life and your urinary life and shortened your beautiful body, but it didn't work. The cancer came back, right?
It came back within 3.5 years, aggressive.
It came back with an elevated PSA. So he didn't even cure the cancer, and he did all that harm to your body. And that's why you call yourself Angry Ted, right?
Absolutely. And,
I mean, you're angry because
I've been angry for years.
Because they destroyed a quality of life which they couldn't put back, right?
Yeah. It was just terrible. It was the worst. My whole idea of calling in is to let the listeners know, the men out there, do not have your prostate. In fact, I just sent my friend there, and you're doing him now, Steve. And right. I sent a lot of friends there. You did a lot of my friends with success. But, I it's hard to get through people. And they just go for it, and then they come back, and they say, oh, this happened, that happened. I got to use a pump and this. And, I warned you. I told you, take it from me firsthand.
So right now your PSA is zero, right?
Zero, yeah.
And you did okay. Everything's in remission. So you had a second chance. So the big message here, to me, a big message is you had the surgery. They misled you. You were angry about it. They hurt you in a way they can't help you. And even the cancer came back. You came here and we treated you, and now the cancer is gone. So you had a second chance, and thank God the cancer is gone.
Absolutely. And like I said, I'll be celebrating 5 years since, like that previous caller said, I used to have a good time coming to your office.
Well, the girls you used to treat, you used to have some girls, used to come early in the morning, so we opened early, 6:30. And I can tell people you used to come first patient. And there are a couple of girls there, Carrie, who's still with us, and the other girl, Tina, just had a little baby. So those girls are still around, and we talk about you all the time, and you're on the video. So anyone wants to hear your story, you're on the video.
Yeah, I got to get that video. I got to get it. But, I just want the listeners to know that when I call Dr. Lederman, he gets in my friends. I think they're close to 9 people I recommended now, and with all different types of cancer, with success rates. And the man, what I like about you is this. When I came there, and I'm going to make this quick. When I came there, you said I had to have a PET scan, a nuclear bone scan, because you have to see if the cancer spread anywhere else. No doctors do that. They just go to wherever the cancer is, and they don't bother looking at the rest of the body. Then months later, they find out, well, you had kidney cancer, but now it's spread to your lungs. Well,
Ted, they're closing it down, the radio show. Call in next week. I love you. Stay tuned. Regards to your beautiful wife. You have the most beautiful wife. I love you, and thank you, and God bless you. You should live to be 120. Thank you now. This is Dr. Lederman, 212 Choices, 1384 Broadway. We do accept most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid. We see patients with the fear of cancer, with actual cancer, or who come for a second opinion.
Thanks for tuning in to the Radio Surgery Hour with Dr. Gil Lederman and myself. If you have questions before next week's show or want a free informative booklet and DVD, just contact Dr. Lederman at 212 Choices. That's 212-246-4237. That's 212-246-4237.
For cancer treatment, most prefer effective, non-invasive, well-tolerated outpatient therapy. That's Dr. Lederman, the radiosurgery pioneer's goal, too. Dr. Lederman is first in America, first in New York, first for you with body radiosurgery. Dr. Lederman hits your cancer with no cutting, no bleeding. Dr. Lederman has decades of experience with primary and metastatic large or small cancers from head to toe. Cancer treatment with possibly a second chance for you, even if chemo, radiation, or surgery didn't work or isn't tolerated. Goals are your best results and quality of life. Meet Dr. Lederman to hit the cancer. He's New York's only Harvard-trained, triple board-certified radiation oncologist. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to meet Dr. Lederman for a fresh second opinion. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Free booklet DVD, too. Super convenient. Broadway and 38th in Manhattan. Meet Dr. Lederman to hit your cancer. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
It's Dr. Lederman about innovative cancer treatment options often hidden elsewhere. Dr. Lederman discusses all options, what every doctor should do. Patients are amazed at Dr. Lederman's first-in-America radiosurgery hidden options, non-invasive, outpatient, highly successful treatment where we attack the cancer. I'm Dr. Lederman for your loved one with cancer treatment options that may have been hidden from you when most needed. For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, for appointment and free cancer treatment booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Learn about hidden cancer treatment options. Hidden no more with Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.